exit. Call 1-800-500-2990.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.5? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.5%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.5.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.084. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Air. Oh, we're full of chat. We're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
The monkey's doing it.
So get loose and up. We're about to play house on the air.
Whose voice is that says monkey's doing it?
Bart Simpson.
It is Bart?
Yeah.
It's funny. The words monkey's doing it is funny. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 18th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. That's where I bank. I have money saved there. I have checking there. I have a debit card there. I have a little business loan there. And I had a couple of things notarized there. It's a great place to bank. And we're going to invite you to join us and bank there, too. If you like the yard sale on Saturday morning, and who doesn't, then you'll join us. We'll talk. All right, let's do a round of introductions at the control board. It's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises.
Sure do.
Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
We say hello to Missy. Missy, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Jimenez in charge of security. In fact, he's working the game tonight.
Really?
Yeah, security for the Cardinals. Good for you, Hebe. Way to go. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And I was complaining in here a while ago. Folks, this studio is ice cold.
Oh, my goodness.
It can't be more than like 58 degrees in here. I mean, it's really, really cold. And Rat Boy is not cold at all.
No, he's not cold. Sorry. Sorry, that was me.
That was you. Rat Boy's not. I said, what's the secret, Rat Boy? And he said, hot... What kind of enema?
Cheese.
Hot cheese enema.
Oh, man.
Hot cheese enema. Wow.
Whoa. Yeah, he said he just went down the hall in the bathroom and gave himself one. Nice and toasty. No, thank you.
Huh.
Would you please give a nice, big round of applause for Bruce Lippert and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. They're the best.
Oh, yeah.
They're the best. Missy, have you ever heard the yard sale on Saturday morning?
I have. I've called in and sold something before.
Get out of here.
Yes, I have.
Get out.
I love it.
What did you sell?
It was a big chest.
You have a big chest.
Wow.
my big chest.
You sell your big chest on the yard sale? I'll
one.
Be calling in.
Not that
How
one.
Did Paul sell that?
You sold a big chest.
A big chest. A chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what you meant by. What'd you get for it? Do you remember?
I think $100.
Hmm. That's a good show.
Fair price.
It was a good show.
And if it weren't for First Community Credit Union, that show I don't think would be on the air. They've sponsored it for like 3 solid years. It was supposed to be a quarterly sponsorship, you know, 3 months. And they just said, hey, we get a lot of response from it. And the listeners love the show. And the listeners, I have to thank the people who listen to that show because, honest to goodness, I know that lots of you go into First Community Credit Union and you tell them, hey, thanks for the yard sale on Saturday morning. It'll be on again this Saturday, 7 to 9 o'clock with your host, Paul Warner, who also banks at First Community Credit Union. Great rates, especially right now on the your auto loan. If you have an auto loan anywhere else, pull it. Take it away from wherever it is and move it to First Community Credit Union. You're probably going to have a lower car payment because their rates are very competitive. And you're also, if you do this now during the month of October, and we're over halfway through this month, they're going to put $100. They will deposit $100 in your First Community account. That's their little thank you. It's their way of thanking you for moving your auto loan to First Community Credit Union. If you want to know all the details, you go to firstcommunity.com. I'm going to shoot a little bit Saturday. I'm going to go to... it's a guy every year. He has a big bonfire and a barbecue, and about 450, 60 people show up, and everybody brings shotguns and rifles and handguns, and we blow up a lot of clay birds and stuff. And this guy's kind of crazy. He's got 80 acres, and every year he blows up a car. He has a buddy who's a used car dealer.
Buy a junker.
And he sets it out. This year he's setting 4 cars out. And he puts propane tanks in them. And he shoots them and they blow up in a big ball of fire. It looks like a movie set. So that'll be a Saturday. And then I'll probably hit Pistols Plus on Sunday. So maybe I'll run into some of you at Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. This Lance Armstrong thing, I have to tell you, and please don't send me any nasty emails saying, well, how could you deny people who need help and charity work? When a guy is this big a liar and cheat, I have a problem with his charity. Because why wouldn't you also think that up till now he's not been really upfront about the whole charity thing as well? And how does a guy like this continue when words like overwhelming evidence are used, when advertisers, Nike doesn't drop anybody. They kept Tiger Woods through that whole thing. When Nike drops you, they must have seen something in this report that made them step back and go, whoa, this guy, we don't want to be associated with him. I don't know. I don't get what he thinks he has to gain by continuing to deny this. And I also think if this stuff weren't true, the magnitude of the allegations, he could sue them. If he truly, if he was really not guilty, he could sue all these people. Come on, Lance. Roll over and give it up. We are losing our receptionist. Rebecca. You know, we finally get a really cute, nice, friendly receptionist. Out of here. This place. Mm-hmm. This place drives people away.
Yes.
She wisened up.
Yeah. And you know who I think here? We have a guy who works here, and I'm just going to say this, because I think in every workplace there's that one person that people just can't stand, and they cause people to leave. It's that Mark Harris. He works in traffic here.
Yeah.
He's obnoxious, loudmouth, irritating, probably said some inappropriate things to her.
Constantly cursing out that office.
Shut up, Mark. We're always saying that. So that's probably why she left, because of him. Either that or I was kidding about Mark, because I know the real story, and I've seen this happen here before. A lot of times attractive women will come to work here, and they realize they're developing feelings for me. I get it. There's a charisma. There's something. I don't know what I have, but I have it. And they don't trust themselves. And they think, well, rather than have this turn into some ugly thing and then he goes and divorces his wife, I'll just leave before this fire gets too big.
Oh, yeah.
It can't be put out.
How can you suppress those feelings for so long?
And you've seen Rebecca, and you've seen when I come in, she'll say things to me like, "Hi, Frank." Well, I know what that means.
Right.
I know what she means.
Usually she gets up and walks away.
Well, of course she does. That's what you do when you don't trust yourself.
Deny the feelings.
Yeah, I've seen her walk away from me, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you walk away. Yeah. You walk away before you give in.
Yeah.
So we're losing Rebecca, and I hate that. So now what are we going to get up front? I don't want a guy up front, by the way. I worked at a station, and a man was the receptionist.
I was there, too.
Wrong.
Yeah. Doesn't
work. You don't want a man as a receptionist.
Hi, KTRS. Can I help you? Yes, hold, please. I'll transfer you.
Well, and when you walk into a place, and we don't get a lot of walk-in business. This is not a place where advertisers have to come here to do whatever they do. But when you do have somebody come, it's nice to see a pleasant, pretty smile. And you know, I just, let's hope that we don't get a guy up there, because we'll run that guy off. He won't last long. We'll get rid of him. We'll make him so miserable he'll never stay. Now, here's a very disturbing story in the news, and Missy can chime in on this because she has a daughter. I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever seen a story like this, and I think it's sick and disturbing. And how this guy is not in jail, I don't know, but I guess there's really nothing you can charge him with. He has a 13-year-old daughter, and I'll just read this. It says, "Dad cleared in vibrator case." Mm-hmm. Now,
what?
The defense attorney for this guy says that justice has been served. It was the right decision. Jury of 7 women and 5 men acquitted him on a second charge of disseminating sex material to a minor. This guy bought his daughter, a 13-year-old daughter, a vibrator.
What?
He also watched pornographic movies with his daughter. She's 13.
Oh, man.
There's something wrong.
And he admitted they watched porn together. But there's no law. Think about it. What's the charge? Now, they tried to do, you know, he had some goofy explanations why they were watching
something
it in the parody.
A minor.
It held up in court. It says that the behavior developed over several months after the daughter began to stay with him on weekends in late 2009. And the prosecutor said this guy is grooming his daughter to be sexually molested. Now, the father, according to the prosecutor, presented his daughter with pornography, allowed her to smoke cigarettes and marijuana, bought her a vibrator, and asked her for oral sex. How is this guy not in prison?
No kidding.
Oh, lock that up.
And says the relationship ended when the daughter rejected those advances. Oh, okay. Well, she turned him down, so that's okay. I guess everything's all right. The dad actually took the witness stand and said he purchased the vibrator after his daughter made repeated requests and told him that if he didn't get her a vibrator, she would resume cutting herself intentionally.
Yeah, I have a feeling the cutting came from the other part.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
He said he made the purchase after he read about a 2009 episode of Oprah where Dr. Laura Berman advised parents to consider purchasing vibrators for their teenagers. I can't think of anything more uncomfortable than a dad. She's 13. I don't care if she'd be 18. Can you imagine that?
No, there's something
Honey,
wrong. There's just something wrong.
I was
wrong
out today, and I picked something up for you. Yeah, that's... this guy's not going to, he's not going to jail.
Well, hopefully he doesn't get to spend time with her
custody,
alone.
Right, yeah.
Or custody of alone. Supervised visits.
Yeah. Okay, according to the National Enquirer, and before you write off the National Enquirer, let's remember a couple of things. National Enquirer was the first to tell us Michael Landon was going to die and had pancreatic cancer. The National Enquirer blew the lid off the Rock Hudson story. The National Enquirer is the publication that exposed John Edwards and that whole affair. Remember that? They caught him. He went on the day before he knew they were going to release. The National Enquirer gets stories, and they pay people, and they dig, and they have a way of finding things out. And this one, to me, is credible because it's O.J. Simpson, and they say he is planning to sell the knife he used to kill Nicole and Ron Goldman for $5 million. It's hidden, and there's a wealthy memorabilia collector who wants it. And he says OJ wants the deal to be a well-kept secret. Well, too late for that. We've got it.
What kind of creep wants that knife?
He wants a cash deal.
How can he make that deal in jail?
No, you can do anything in jail.
Wow.
You ever been to jail?
No.
You sure?
No, never.
You're hiding something?
No. You guys gave me the truth serum the first day. Okay. Said everything.
OJ says he wants a cash deal. He wants the money deposited in offshore accounts so it cannot be traced directly to him. Well, of course, because then Ron Goldman's dad is supposed to get the... let's not forget, folks, that Kato Kaelin very recently was interviewed. And he told Cindy Adams of the New York Post that statute of limitations has passed. So he says, and here's his quote, "I can now say, yeah, he did it." Well, shame on you. Whoa. Shame on you for not stepping up when you could have done something about it. And they said, she asked him why Cato let him get away with it. He said, "I was too scared. I was terrified." If ever in my life, I will never, I don't think ever, know of a trial that will match this one. And the mountain of evidence. I mean, it was beyond belief how much evidence they had. Don't forget the Bruno Mali, the 12 Bruno Malis that he said I've never owned. And remember the pictures they came up with him in the shoes?
Yeah.
I remember sitting at work and watching the chase. Just watching the white Bronco, just something that will never leave my head.
I remember sitting and staring at the chase, and then I realized I was right across the street from the Chase Park Plaza. I was just staring at
just the chair.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Mr.
Chase humor.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't forget, too, the knit cap. Remember the dark knit, that cap that they found? They found the cap fibers matched OJ's cap. They found the bloody footprints with blood on them from the bodies in OJ's house. I can't even remember the mountain. And then I always have said this, if you're not guilty, I'm still stunned to this day that this happened. Why do you hunker down in a Bronco and run from the cops?
Try to get out of town.
$10,000 in cash and a beard, a disguise, and a handgun.
And your visa.
Yeah, why would you do that? Your visa.
Didn't he have his passport?
His visa.
He was trying to charge the credit card. No, his passport.
Yeah, he was trying to get on a plane.
Why would you do that if you hadn't done anything? I don't know. It's.
But he did say that he was not guilty, right?
Well, he did accept to us when we interviewed him. He confessed only to KTRS. That's the only place he actually confessed to. Do you hear the confession?
No, I've never heard it.
No, it's great.
Wow.
It's great. And there's nothing to do about it because Double Jeopardy has already been tried. But no, it's the one exclusive I'm most proud of that this station had. Here it is if you never heard it.
I killed Nicole and Ronald Goldman.
There it is right there.
Oh, wow. I've heard the Michael Jackson one. I've never heard it.
Oh, yeah. We have that exclusive audio, too.
You want to hear that, too?
Can I?
Yeah, sure you can. We have things no other station has. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a version of this Jackson thing played, and I saw it on TV, but they edited out the things that we left
really?
In. Yeah, they edited out things we left in. Here's the real interview with Michael Jackson.
They served a search warrant on me, which allowed them to view and photograph my body, including my penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they want it.
There it is right there.
Yeah. Error.
Now, try to figure this story out. This is Syracuse, New York. You have two brothers from Central New York. They buy a scratch-off lottery ticket. This is a big-time ticket. It's a winning ticket for $5 million. They knew immediately it was a winning ticket. They have just now apparently the expiration on this particular ticket in New York is 7 years. You don't have to come. You got 7 years. So now more than 6 years later, they have come forward. They've gone to the lottery office and they're picking up their $5 million check. And they were interviewed. And it would expire, by the way, in 11 more days. 6 years they sit on this $5 million. And when they were asked why they waited so long to come forward, this guy says...
Divorce?
No, he says, he told the lottery officials he didn't want the windfall to change his life. It could negatively influence his life. What? He says if he didn't plan properly before being publicly introduced as the winner, it could negatively influence his life. And he said he didn't want it to influence his engagement and his subsequent marriage. So he waits over 6 years.
Wow. When you first started selling the story, I thought it was a joke. That it was the beginning of a joke.
I don't joke.
Two brothers
can't joke about money like that.
I'm not a joking kind of guy. Hey, speaking of joke, I had another joke I was going to give you to see if you could tell it, because you watched that other one. But we don't. Lucky for you, we don't have time. And this art heist over in Amsterdam, $100 million. I don't understand something. You steal, one's a Picasso, one is a Matisse. What can you possibly do? They say they sell them on the black market, but even the black market, you can't sell it after you buy it because it's stolen. And anybody in the art world knows it's one of a kind. That's the thing that was stolen from the... What do you do with
it? If you're a wealthy, wealthy person and you want to just have it in your house?
Just to stare at it. To know that you have it. That doesn't make sense to me.
You can't really tell a lot of friends.
You can't tell anybody. That you have, I bought a stolen piece of art. You just have to put it in a room and go in there yourself and look at it. I don't know. I don't get it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
It's been a while for this joke. It's been at least a couple of years for this joke. Hey, you know what's coming soon? Freddie Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our Halloween. You know Freddie Freeman?
I know. Right. I know.
You almost said, I love you.
I almost said, I love you. I do. And Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Oh, you almost slipped and said, I love you, Frank.
Freudian slip.
That's what you almost slipped. So this one has to do, and it's not a pleasant topic, but it's part of the joke, and I have to use it. This guy goes to the doctor and finds out that he has a stage 4 cancer. It's terminal. There's no chance.
Wow, this is funny.
Yeah. And so he tells his son. He says, son, I got... I have terminal cancer, stage 4, and I don't have a lot of time. He says, I want you to join me. We're going to go down to the bar. There's a bar for years, this guy, every Friday afternoon, he meets all his best buddies at this bar. And he says, I want you to be with me, son, tonight when I tell all my buddies. He says, absolutely, Pop. I'll go with you. So they go to the bar, and, you know, it's kind of business as usual. Guys laughing, talking, sharing stories. And he decides to get up and stand up on a chair. And he says, can I have everybody's attention, please? And the noise kind of dies down. And he says, I want to raise your glasses, if you would. Everybody, raise your glasses, your mugs, raise your glasses. I want to toast all of you. You've been my buddies. I know all you guys well. I want you to hear it from me, because I know sometimes stories get out and they're not exactly true or accurate. I want you to hear this from me. I'm not going to be with you on this earth much longer. I don't have a lot of time. I have AIDS. I have horrible, horrible AIDS. It's eaten me up, and I'll be dead pretty soon. Here's to you guys. I love you guys. Let's not get morbid here. I want you to know, dying of AIDS... here's to you. He raises his glass, and then the guys all start talking to each other. Did you know we had AIDS? No, I didn't know I had. And his son goes over to him and says, Dad, what the heck? He said, what do you mean? He said, you told these guys you have AIDS. You told me you had cancer, stage 4 cancer. What are you doing? What'd you tell me you have AIDS for? He says, son, I know all these guys, and I don't want any of these SOBs sleeping with your mom.
Time to look at traffic with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thank you, Missy. Working with a couple incidents out there this afternoon. I got a crash now westbound on Highway 79. They moved it over to the right lane, so it's just blocking the right lane and the right shoulder. That has you backed up now westbound on Highway 70 between Cave Springs and Highway 79. Working with a crash as well, 270 southbound just past Page. That one's in the left lane. Got a stall now, 270 southbound past Manchester on the right shoulder. Another stall southbound on 255. just past Highway 55, and another stall northbound on 55 near Lawfaro. Eastbound on Highway 70, stop and go now from Union to 10th Street. Southbound on 270, stop and go from Page to Doherty Ferry. 170 southbound, you're on the brakes between Ladue and Brentwood. Northbound 170 in that Airport Road, Scudder Road stretch all the way up to 270. 64 westbound, it's a slow go between Kings Highway and McCausland. Then in pockets as you make your way past Clayton Warson out through Lindbergh and Highway 270. Then again in the valley approaching the Boone Bridge. This update is brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. Start your day with the new sausage and Gouda baked egg souffle at the St. Louis Bread Company. It's a savory combination of all natural pork sausage, smoked Gouda, and egg all baked in a sweet croissant dough. Try one this morning. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd at the Big 550 KTRS.
Victoria Babu here, and this Saturday at 1 p.m. on my show, Do You Believe in Heaven? I'll talk with a doctor who personally experienced what heaven is like and says there is life after death. Dr. Mara Neal's bestseller is To Heaven and Back, plus local weight loss coach Charles D'Angelo and why his St. Louis clients will be on national TV, and U.S. soccer star Heather Mitz with her tailgating tips.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu. Saturdays at 1 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. And KTRS.com.
Imagine that your car needs a new engine, and the mechanic has just handed you a bill for $4,000. How would you pay for it? Could you pay for it? Well, if you had Auto Assure, you wouldn't even have to think about it, because Auto Assure could pay that bill for you. In fact, if you have Auto Assure, you'll never have to worry about paying another expensive covered repair bill ever again. That's guaranteed peace of mind. And not only can you keep your money, you can keep your mechanic or dealer, too. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now 1-800-600-5701. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So don't even think about wasting your hard-earned money on another expensive car repair. Let Auto Assure pay them for you. Call now for your free information. 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions. From recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up, Karestan, and Midwest Floor. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karestan have teamed together to make the month of October National Karestan Month. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Karestan carpet, now is the time. Karestan, quite simply, makes the finest carpet and area rugs made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karestan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karestan products anywhere. And during National Karestan Month, you'll find all Karestan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, on most products, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karestan for up to $1,000. So stop by during National Karestan Month for great savings at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack, the original. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Hi, folks, this is John Shane, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today...
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Tiny bubble.
Mike Evans, emerging from the imaginary radio green room, fresh makeup, glass of wine in his hand, ready to go. Brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Sing a little bit loud for me there, Don. Thank you. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Before you make a kitchen, bathroom remodeling decision or home entertainment room, would you just please at least talk to them, go to their showroom, take a look at what they do and how well they do it. We'd appreciate that. Here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Good luck to them cards now.
Hey, we're halfway there.
Good luck to them cards now.
We're halfway there. I'm going tonight. I rarely go to a game. I'm going tonight. And Missy said off the air a while ago, she's never been in Busch Stadium.
Never. The new
Well, it's not new anymore.
New
Heck, it's been there.
Even I've been to games there.
I should take you there. I really should.
Pop quiz question. Who does Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels say is the nicest person to ever host Saturday Night Live? Taylor Swift.
Mm. No. No.
Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
I agree.
She's lost it.
She doesn't do it for me.
Mm-mm.
Christina Applegate.
There you go.
Okay. Love Nuggets Scoop. Sheryl Crow is not surprised that Lance Armstrong was caught cheating and lost all of his endorsements. The word is she knew, and that's why she left, and she's the one that actually left that relationship first.
They weren't married, were they?
No.
Okay.
Mel Gibson's new 38-year-old girlfriend, Ashley Casado, is a doll, born and raised New York City. She's a stunt woman appearing in the Halloween movies, doing stunts, also stunts in Copland and Prince's Diary. and she's a world-class certified ocean lifeguard and a black belt.
And wow. What is he, 60?
Yeah, I think he is.
And she's 38?
Yep. Yeah. There you go, Mel. Still a jerk, but way to go.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, he also has taken her home and introduced her to everybody. So this may be a little more serious than we had thought. TV News, Lindsay Lohan. Yeah. Her Elizabeth Taylor movie, Liz and Dick, will air on Lifetime November 25th. I hear it's pretty good, but I also hear they took a lot of liberties with the facts. The facts are kind of bogus. Ratings news. Last week, The Voice came in number 9 the first night. Number 10 the second night. X Factor came in number 26 the first night.
Way to go, Simon.
And number 34 the second night. So driving over in Lincoln Heights, I had to go out there. It's about 12 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. Ran into a detour. Had to go around because of a television production. They were shooting CSI New York over in Lincoln Heights.
You know what? You should have gotten out and said, hey, I have movie experience.
Well,
acting experience. Yeah. Maybe you could have, been an extra.
Man, I don't know. Maybe I don't want to shame.
What was that movie you were in that I've never seen?
I don't want to shame Gary.
What's that movie?
Fast Break.
Fast Break.
Gabe Kaplan.
I still have to see that.
Odds and ends. Kirk Douglas and Michael Douglas are the biggest contributors to the retired actor's home. They give millions of dollars every year.
You know, I talked to Kirk Douglas one time.
Why didn't you record it?
I did. I said, how do you feel about retired actors who are just penniless and left with nothing? Here's what he said. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Wow.
Kirk Douglas.
Wow. That's why he's not happy about it.
Kirk Douglas.
When President Obama and Michelle tweet, they use the code names Mo and Bo.
That's beautiful.
Aww. That's so nice.
Yeah.
All right, regarding this ridiculous story floating around that O.J. Simpson is trying to sell the knife that he killed Ron and Nicole with. I don't believe it. I mean, O.J. told his best friend that he threw the knife away at LAX before flying to Chicago just hours after the murder. But I wouldn't put it past O.J. to sit in a cell in Nevada and think, hey, they can't try me twice for that murder.
Right.
Maybe I'll just get a knife somewhere, and I'll say that that's the knife I used to kill him, and I'll sell it and make some money.
Yeah, and by the way, how would you know? I mean,
no way of knowing.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's not the bottom of the barrel, though. This guy is under the barrel.
Yeah,
I agree.
Unbelievable. Here's a great vacation.
What the hell was that?
Can you hear that?
What happened?
Can you guys hear that? Did that bleed over?
Yeah.
Yes.
What'd you do?
Oh.
What'd you do?
Oh, you ruined my
stinking room.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you ruined a good report.
You know what, Missy? Go over there and slap him right now.
No, hang on. She'll slap him. Here, wait a second. Hang on, Mike. We're actually going to have her do it. Go over here. Walk right over. That's it. Slap. There you go. You deserve it,
buddy.
Don't
do it again.
Ruin a good report. You don't do that.
Here's a great vacation destination. It gets cold in St. Louis in January.
Sure does.
So January through to the 14th, may I suggest, come on out here. Palm Springs Film Festival going to be bigger and better than ever. All the big stars will be here. 1,000 films will be shown. Great weather, great golf, great event. The Palm Springs Film Festival will be coming right second to the Sundance. It's really the best film festival, second best film festival in the United States.
Hmm.
Jim Carrey is going to star in a bank heist comedy movie called Loomis Fargo. And it'll be produced by Saturday Night Live's Lorne Michaels, which takes me back to my pop quiz. And finally,
look, I tied that in. I tied that in. What a pro!
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Boy, not everybody could do that.
Okay, yeah. Who does Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels say is the nicest person to ever host Saturday Night Live? Christina Applegate, Christina Aguilera, Taylor Swift.
What do you think, Missy?
I think Christina Applegate.
I'm going to go Applegate.
Applegate.
Taylor Swift.
Christina Applegate. Mike Evans, Cardinals up!
Told you. All right. Now, here's how this works. You have to spank
me. We all got it right.
She has to take me to the spanking room.
Oh.
Yeah. Missy takes me to the spanking room.
Finally.
Because I was wrong.
I haven't been there enough.
That was Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Do me a favor, folks. Don't confuse Thompson Price with some other company because there's a similar name in the company. There's only one Thompson Price, and if you go to thompsonprice.com, you will have that company. Now, Let's talk about my new favorite place to go hang out and walk around and drool over things and play with things, and that's a Meanies. This is the beautiful thing about this store is there are some stores that you can go into where, like, one member of the family wants to be there, but another member doesn't want to be there. For example, certain department-type stores. If my wife and I go, I can't wait to get out of there. You go sit on the little bench, and you wait, and you're bored, and there's nothing in there you want to look at or play with. I don't care if the member of your family is somebody's grandchild or grandparent or mom or dad or brother or sister or relatives from out of town. Anybody who goes into Meanies, there is nobody who's going to want to leave anytime too soon. You're going to just going to stay there and camp out and hang out because of the not only beautiful things at a Meanies, but the fun things at a Meanies. And not everything in a Meanies costs $20,000 or $10,000, and I used to think that too, like you. I ran in there a couple times. I tell you what I went in there the first time for was that shuffleboard dust, and I needed a can of that stuff, and I ran in, I got it, and I looked at a couple of things, and I went, whew, pricey, and I left. I didn't take the time to look through the whole store. And by the way, the things that do cost money, there's a reason they cost money. They're really nice. I'm not going to pay $30,000 for a pool table. But somebody does, because when I was in there a few weeks ago, they had just delivered a $30,000 pool table. Yeah. You know, if you're the Bush family or something, you can do that. But for most people, how about a $2,000 pool table? Or $1,500, $2,500. How about foosball? I never got into foosball. My kids, neither. They didn't get into foosball. I know that even still today, it was really big, what, 70s, 80s, and there's still a lot of people.
I love foosball.
I have a foosball table.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Well, maybe you can teach me to play, because I don't know.
It takes a while to get it down, because a lot of people like to just start spinning the handles, and you're not allowed to do that.
But it's spinning and
in real foosball.
Forward, back. I mean, you're not? You can't
No,
spin.
You're not just allowed to rapidly spin it.
Oh,
you have to do a quick
flick.
Yeah.
It's a little flick.
See, I didn't know that.
It's tough to get down.
And the people I've seen, I've seen do it, they're really rough on it. Manhandle that foosball table. Maybe ping pong is your thing. That's another thing. I've never been able to play ping pong. I can hit it over the little net, but that's it. I don't even get past like one little rally or volley or anything. It's just a ping pong is tough. But they have ping pong tables in all kinds of price ranges, and they have pinball machines, and they have shuffleboard, and they have jukeboxes, and Jaffe lighting upstairs, and accessories, and home theater furniture, and beautiful leather. You get the idea, and all price ranges. And ladies, before you buy a rug, an area rug, to cover the tile or the wood floor, before you buy it anywhere, you have to see the unbelievable selection of rugs at a Meanies. Machine-made rugs for a few $100s or one-of-a-kind handmade rugs from Asia, Persia, for thousands and thousands of dollars. It's all there. Something for everybody at a Meanies. A-M-I-N-I-S, a Meanies in Chesterfield Valley. This is a great time of year to go in and just walk around a Meanies. You're going to find something you're going to have for your house. Ameanies.com.
Let's take a look at traffic with Frank Ladd.
Thank you, Missy. Working with the new vehicle crash, 70 eastbound, just past Highway 79. No reports of lane blockage there. They've gotten that incident out of the way, westbound Highway 70, past 79. They've cleared it to the shoulder, but you're still backed up to Zumbel out in St. Charles County. 70 eastbound, stop and go now from Union to the Dome. Westbound 5570, heavy headed into downtown St. Louis, crossing the Poplar. 270 southbound, heavy now between Ladue and Doherty Ferry. Working with a stall southbound on 270, just past Manchester. That one's on the right shoulder. Westbound on Highway 40, seeing some delay now from the Science Center out to McCausland, then again in the stretch between McKnight and Lindbergh, and in pockets between Spady and Mason, and then approaching the Boone Bridge out in the valley. That's westbound on Highway 64. It's also slow in a couple stretches southbound on 170 between Olive and it looks like Brentwood Boulevard, then a left lane approaching Highway 40. This update brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. Introducing the new roasted turkey and cranberry panini at St. Louis Bread Company. It's made with made with vegetarian-fed, antibiotic-free roasted turkey, zesty cranberry, muscara, and fresh spinach on our freshly baked ciabatta. It's lunchtime at St. Louis Bread Company. Come check it out today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KCRS.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Tiger Football on the Big 550 is sponsored in part by Connolly Roofing.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100. Connolly Roofing is the official roofer of Mizzou football on KTRS.
All right, I'm going to the ball game, so we have to win. And if you see me coming down the road, move over. Let me get to the parking garage. Have a great, what is this? Wednesday? Wait,
Thursday.
Thursday?
Everybody.
You know what? Earlier I said I don't know what date it is. I don't even know what day it is.
Man.
Holy cow, that's embarrassing. Missy, have
I'm
a great
I'm rubbing
evening.
Off on you.
Yeah, you are.
Boy,
here,
whoa,
come over here.
Easy.
Yeah, come rub off on me.
I shouldn't say that. Rub.
Don't say things like that to us. All right, let me try that again. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.